This is Skip Mancini. I'm so glad you could come in, get out of the hot sun, and set a spell. It's time for Growing on the High Plains. One of my favorite summertime tasks is one that many people dread, but I actually enjoy pushing a lawnmower. Now, I'll have to put some conditions on that statement because it has to be relatively cool, the grass has to be green and fresh with few bare places that kick up dust, and the mower has to be an easy starter. One of my least favorite experiences is pulling and pulling and pulling on a lawnmower cord in the vain effort to get a cranky engine to crank up and go. Last year, my husband presented me with the gift of a push-button, self-starting, lightweight mower that is a gardener's dream come true. And I love to take it out for a spin on early mornings or late evenings when there's enough breeze to keep the bugs off. As the motor purrs and the blades whir, my mind turns in tandem, and I cut my worries in half as I mentally trim my overgrown list of chores, issues, and problems. Having a large area that always needs push mower attention, I know to set my limits to one tank of gas. When it's running on empty and the mower sputters, I quit before I physically run out of gas. And the walking done on one tank of gas is just about right to keep me going for other chores. Now, those of you who are regular listeners know that I manage a sizable acreage of buffalo grass, trees, and gardens. And no, I don't attempt to do all the work with a push mower. After 18 years with a rusting, quivering, coughing old riding mower, we cashed it in, along with a sizable wad of cash, and bought a fancy new turn-on-a-dime vehicle that is dandy for mowing most of the place. But there are still areas that I swear need the personal attention of a push mower. And besides, it gives me a chance to really look the place over as I trim around the house, shrubs, flower beds, and on berms and slopes. I can look for the beginnings of bindweed, check for insect damage, and watch for water needs on many of the plantings that surround our place, and I can smell the fresh-cut grass as I go. And if I really want to put a zing in my step, I can make a pass through the unruly mint bed to literally clear my head. Lawnmowers were a long time coming after lawns came into vogue, because the first formal lawns were kept tidy by having flocks of sheep graze the grass. This was most common on country estates in France and England. Any cutting of the grass was done by hand using scythes, sickles, or shears. The first patent for a mechanical lawnmower was granted in 1830 to an English engineer named Edwin Beard Budding. It was based on a tool used for trimming carpets to a uniform height and was a reel-type mower with a series of blades arranged around a cylinder. The first mowers were designed to be drawn by ponies or horses, who often wore oversized leather booties to prevent lawn damage, and strategically placed bags to prevent unwanted fertilization. The first U.S. lawnmower was patented in 1868, and 2 years later, a lightweight and commercially successful human-powered mower appeared in Indiana. Steam-powered mowers came along in the 1890s, and at the end of that decade, the rotary blade lawnmower was produced. This was followed in 1902 by the first commercially available mower powered by an internal combustion gasoline engine. In the United States, gasoline-powered lawnmowers were mass-produced in 1919, and across the land, the song of summer was soon accompanied by the whine of the push mower, as early risers irritated late sleepers every weekend from spring to fall.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.